The Happy Valley Band. Crazy. Patsy Cline hit before that. Good Luck Charm and Wooden Heart. Elvis Presley songs. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Since we got a bit of a later start than we'd planned, David, why don't you step around to the microphone and maybe we can talk a minute and then you guys can play some more. I know your fingertips need a break, but we're not going to let that happen. David is carefully making his way through the very crowded Love Room up in Studio B to explain to us what exactly has just happened here on the airwaves.
It wasn't totally clear. Spit out, I'm facing the other direction.
Okay, that's better. We can hear you now.
Cool,
so,
cool.
David Kant, saxophonist, with the Happy Valley Band and the arranger, band leader, instigator. What would you call yourself here?
Well, I'd maybe say that some of the other members instigated me. But I provided them with the music, but they do the rest.
And what does providing them with the music mean?
I took the original recordings and I extracted the individual instruments from the mix, separated them out, and then I transcribed the individual instrumental parts using some automatic transcription techniques and transcribed that to notated music for the performers. And so they're playing those parts along with the extracted voice from the original recording.
Okay, and when you say techniques, that's a software that you're using to do that, or that's a program of some sort, right? Or are we revealing too much?
No. Oh, I'm happy to reveal.
Okay.
Everything. There are no secrets about this one. I used to do the extraction. I filtered out specific frequency bands in the stereo field. And that's sort of how I arrived at these recordings, these tunes, because it sort of located me at a specific point in recording and mixing history where the methods that I was using would be most successful. So I would grab, you know, a certain frequency range at a certain position in the stereo field. So these recordings where things are hard panned and kind of separated and isolated were the easiest to extract cleanly. And then once I had that, I would just run it through some pitch tracking software and then dump that into standard music notation.
And you said in there something about when it's most successful, which suggests there's an aim in mind here.
Well, there's no particular aim. At each step of the process, I try to do as good a job as possible. I try to get as clean.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But there, it goes through so many steps from the extraction to the kind of pitch detection, then to the notation, that inevitably things get a little screwy, no matter how good you try to be.
So in a sense, is that what this project, part of what this project is doing, is pointing out that this sort of techniques, these programs don't work so well? Or what's the end game here?
Well, I wouldn't say that it's not that they don't work so well. It's maybe almost that they work too well, that they're extremely precise. And I'm interested in how you then kind of parse that information, this situation of having too much information, into something that resembles more the original track and something that the band could play.
So thanks so much, all of you, for coming, some coming from great lengths to do this today. Bo drove up from Virginia this morning to play these songs on the air. And one other thing I want to note about the music, and then we'll ask you to play a few more. You use the original vocal tracks, and I've seen you play, I guess this is the third time now. And
every time we play.
Is that it? Is this the third gig?
This is gig number three, yeah.
Okay, I've been at all of them.
You're the mayor of our band.
And the thing that I can never reckon when I'm listening to you play is how do you manage to sync vocals, the vocal track with what you're doing? or do you? Is the question, do you?
I think Bo has something to say.
It's notated. We're reading the notation.
Yeah. Each performer has their music, their part, notated along the vocal part. So they're reading and seeing exactly how they line up and then listening. And
so you're having along. To follow the lyrics on the music in mm-hmm. order to...
Following the words and also, right. yeah, following the words.
So okay. As we're perpetually lost. We're at least on a road. You know that.
But it was sort of a lot of work to remove some of these vocal tracks, especially with some of the tunes that we're about to play. In particular, we're going to do Suspicious Minds, an Elvis tune. And I spent a lot of time digging through Elvis bootleg recordings to find alternate takes and alternate mixes. And I found a lot of cool stuff along the way because I was trying to find the original master, and it turns out that it's not so clear what the original master is, but there's a lot of bootlegs going around and other takes, and I was able to kind of piece together a vocal track out of that stuff.
Okay, so yeah, thank you guys all for coming up here and doing this. It's great to watch... how focused they are playing this music and how much energy goes into it. And what song are we going to hear start this set with? Just shout it out. You don't have to get back to the mic. Or do you?
Man's World.
What is that?
It's a Man's World.
It's a Man's World. The mighty James Brown and a mighty baritone sax. The Happy Valley Band playing live on Miniature Minotaurs on WFMU.